Welcome to Psychic Cowgirl Radio with Shannon Lackman. Practical, insightful conversations to empower and inspire you on your personal journey. From her cattle ranch in Alberta, this sassy psychic cowgirl uses her connections to universal energies to guide you to greater awareness and wisdom.
Morning. How is everybody doing today? I hope today is filled with good things for you. How are you handling the energies of the world right now? Wow. I'm finding it extremely hectic. I'm finding it a challenge to create some downtime. It's bustling. I don't know any other words for it. It just feels like my to-do list is not getting done. It feels long, and it feels like I'm busy all day, though. I'm not sitting around and napping, which maybe that is the answer. Something else that's interesting that's going on in the world right now is validations, I guess I'm going to call it. So we all know I'm psychic. I know things, I see things, I feel things. And oftentimes I will get a sense about people and nobody else, not, I can't say it like that, but people that I may mention it to don't see, hear, feel what I see. And then I feel a little awkward. You all know how that is. And then I question myself, but less than I used to, for sure. But here's something interesting that's happening. In the last few weeks, other people are being shown what I know to be true. So it's validating for me. At the same time, I wish it wasn't true. Because that's the thing that happens, right? When you're extremely intuitive and psychic, the challenge is you know things and you either wish you didn't know them or you second guess because you're like, really? Would people be that way? Like, I don't want to believe that. Like, really? But then you get the validations and they show in a certain way that's, you know, undeniable that this is who they are. And you're validated, but at the same time, you're disappointed. I hope that makes sense. Because I know a lot of you experience this. I, you know, when talking with people, you know, when they have sessions with me and they're expanding their intuition, they want to understand their gift of intuition. One of the biggest challenges is when you know things about people that are not positive. You see them for who they are. But here's the thing. Just because you can see people for who they are doesn't mean you don't accept them and love them anyway. One of the big things you know, being psychic and intuitive, is that everybody has their shadow sides. Everybody has their things that they would like to change about themselves or they're not sure about themselves. The thing is, with being psychic, you see those parts of the people, but you love them anyway. But for, you know, the people that aren't so aware, when they know you can see those parts of them, they don't want anything to do with you because of their own uncomfortableness. And it can get discouraging. It can be hard because you don't see the world that way. So it's been tumultuous, and I cannot believe how much is coming out in the open to validate people and the way I've seen things. And when I mention it to people, they're like, no, I don't think so. It's crazy. So crazy. The heads up, people, own your shadow parts of you or else they're going to come out in ways that you may not love. Just own them. Because you know what? We're all in this together. I see tons of people's shadow sides when I'm, you know, talking to them or dealing with them. And the ones that don't own it, who are not really willing to take responsibility for who they are, what they do, what they say, I tell you what, it comes out eventually in a way that's worse or more embarrassing than if they just owned it in the beginning. You know, I'm careful never to name names or to give too many details so that people in my life can figure out who I'm talking about. And so if I'm sounding vague, that's why. Because I'm not talking about this to embarrass the other person. That's not my deal. My deal is to give you all a heads up. Being self-aware may have its challenges, but it has its huge rewards. And covert actions and, you know, doing things with an agenda, it's all coming out. Like, it's all going to be clear to everybody. So think about what you're doing. Don't get me wrong. Thoroughly enjoyed kind of seeing this unfold because this person has been seriously nasty to me, seriously nasty. And getting away with it. Again, because of my extreme empathy for people, there had been times when I should have, could have, easily called this person out in a public way and discredited them when they were saying things that weren't true. And in the moment, I went through it in my head, do I want to do this? I could do this. I should do this because they would do it to me if they could, but that's not who I am. I would rather have a one-on-one private conversation and say, what the heck? But not with this certain individual. That ship has sailed a long time ago because I've tried and it doesn't work. And so the bitch part of me totally enjoyed watching the entertainment unfold. And I didn't pretend I didn't. That's what I mean about owning those parts of yourself, right? We're not all sweetness, love, and light all the time. It wouldn't be possible. But own them, because if you don't, they could pop up in a way that you can't go back from, and then you may have to make some apologies to people. And people have short memories, so it's okay. I don't, though. I tend to be the type that holds a grudge. Yep. Yep, I do. I can call it holding a grudge, or I could sugarcoat it and say, you know what? I choose not to be in those people's energy. You know, there's lines and boundaries that I have. I mean, it's all true. When you cross certain lines with me, you can't go back. You just cannot go back. And I usually check into what your intention is. Well, if I don't feel like it, I just don't want to like you. The end. I'm human. We're all human, right? This is an option we have. But when there's certain lines that you cross with me, it's really hard for you to uncross. You can uncross them. I don't give you the opportunity. That's my shadow side. But I like it. It makes my world cleaner. It makes my world energetically clear. I know who I can trust and I know who I can't. I've learned to trust my own inner guidance on these situations. And yes, I can fall back into the patterns of giving second chances where second chances should not have happened. I have some people annoyed with me right now. And annoyed is putting it mildly, because I'm making some decisions that's in the best interest of my family. I've been down this road before, made decisions that it's in the best interest of my family, and it didn't suit other people's agendas and egos, and they don't like it, and they don't behave with grace. Their adulting is less than it could be. And I don't let it deter me. But how often do we fall into those traps where we will do things to avoid confrontation, to avoid ruffling up somebody, to avoid annoying them, all those things, and we end up in obligation that we wish we weren't in. Now, my topic is about cords, letting go of negative energy. Here's the deal. So we can create cords all the time, attachments, so you have a cord attaching you and your spouse. It's just connections, and they're beautiful, but they can get toxic. So when you have a negative cord, it's when you have a relationship with somebody, and it doesn't have to be like a love relationship, a friendship. It could be a coworker, any type of relationship. And it becomes unbalanced, or you make them mad at you, or they cause you to be mad at them, like for whatever reasons. And the cords can become negative because of the circumstances. And that's when we need to cut those, because they can drain our energy and make us tired. It can create an obligation that we are making toxic. It doesn't mean the person's toxic. It doesn't mean you're toxic or negative, but we can create that energy. And we can for sure be in the pattern of doing this, and wishing that we could stop it, but we just don't know how, or we are too empathic, and we don't want to go through that energy of someone being angry with us because we feel it. I'm aware that this is what I do. So calling people out in public is not something I'm comfortable with, because here's what happens to me. Okay, so that example. This person said things that were blatantly untrue to make them look better, and it was in a group, and I sat there going, seriously, how do I want to handle this? And I slowed down time, and I went through all the scenarios in my head really quickly, and I realized it would be more upsetting to me to call the person out on it than it would be to just let it go. I mean, I did say something and let her know that I knew, but everybody else in the room would have just taken everything at face value. A couple people knew the truth, but I also knew that they wouldn't have my back, because one of them tells people what they like to hear and then pats themselves on the back for a job well done, which is not effective leadership. And so when I was going through the scenarios, I have to realize that I will say what I need to say to prove the person is not telling the truth, but at the same time, I would make everybody else in the room uncomfortable. I would feel their energy of, really, do we need to do this now? I would feel their energy of, you're being petty. Or I'd feel their energy of, oh, finally someone called this person out. Yay! But there would be a lot of conflicting energy, right? And when people get embarrassed by a confrontation, that energy I feel intensely, because I don't necessarily like making people feel uncomfortable, because then I feel it, right? I mean, don't get me wrong, I could have done it. and I could have blocked everyone's energy, and I could have just focused on her. But here's the thing. I'm well aware that I could destroy people. I'm in a conflict with someone right now because they're not happy with my choices, and I'm well aware I could destroy them energetically. And I'm working hard not to. There's the shadow sides, right? I'm working through how I can address the situation in an adult manner with courtesy and respect, but with clarity. And I know it's not going to be pretty, but at the same time, I'm aware that if I don't do it that way, I will probably end up doing it a different way, and that would be more destructive. This is what happens when you get a huge awareness of your own self. You're able to dig deep. You're able to figure out your intentions. You're able to figure out your best course of action for everybody involved. And sometimes you're able to realize you simply do want to destroy somebody because of what they have done to you. And it's neither right nor wrong. Sometimes these things do have to happen. In my case, I am probably still a little bit on the fence about that, I'll admit. I haven't worked through all the energies of it yet because, like I said a little bit ago, covert action, hidden agendas, blatant BS of people is all coming to the surface where everybody can see it undeniably. There's definitely beauty in that. And so I might just wait and let that happen. I will certainly give the energy to it to have truth come out. But we also know that right now perception is everything. So let's go back to my example. If I would have called this person out in that group situation, the people that have done similar things would not be comfortable with that situation and decide that I was a troublemaking liar. Why? Because it suits their personal agendas. Is it right? No. Is it fair? No. And even though I could have pulled up proof, black and white, on paper proof, that what I was saying was true, would it really matter if somebody wants to believe badly about you? They are going to, no matter what you do. If somebody wants to make you look bad because it makes them feel better about themselves, they are going to do so no matter what you do. It was interesting because there was rumbling that in the last couple of weeks that somebody really wanted to say something to me to make me look bad, but they didn't have the courage to do it when I was there. They're doing it behind the scenes a lot, but what they're also doing is showing who they truly are, and it's ugly. And I feel compassion for them. I do, but then I feel compassion with boundaries, because just because I feel sorry for you doesn't mean I'm going to let you cause harm when I can stop you. There's somebody annoyed with me right now because their choices and their actions have consequences, and the consequences didn't come for quite some time. So they thought they were in the free and clear. The consequences are now happening, and they are not handling it gracefully. But I made it very clear why these consequences are happening. Very clear. But they don't want to address that, and they don't want to take responsibility for that. And quite frankly, they're looking foolish. So again, I encourage you, look at your own actions, look at your intentions, look at what you're putting out into the world, look at what you're trying to suppress. What is it about you that you do not want people to see? Are you putting a facade out in the world? There's somebody that I follow that fascinates me as well as repels me. I don't follow them too closely because of the repelling part, but I have to say they fascinate me because they're like genius at marketing. They're genius at doing the telling people what they want to hear to get business. Genius. And a lot of the people don't realize that's what they're doing. I'm also following this other group who their mission right now is to bring to the forefront marketing that is designed to trigger emotional responses in you so that you buy even if it's not totally beneficial. And I'm completely fascinated by that. Because that's what advertising is in marketing, right? It's triggering an emotional response in you so that you buy a product, buy a service, even if you may or may not want it, or it may or may not be beneficial for you. How much money have we wasted? And we get to call it a waste when it's not beneficial after we've bought it, right? And we don't always want to admit it because it's kind of shameful, kind of shameful. But this is how we learn. Right? And get an awareness of yourself and you'll know what fits and what doesn't. I know I preach that all the time, but I'm a reverend, so I can. So there you go. I can't believe all this stuff, situations, hidden agendas that are just being presented front and center right now. It is fascinating. But a little disturbing, isn't it? But people have their own stuff they're dealing with. And it may or may not be something you're dealing with. Here's the thing. It's okay. And it will be okay, I think. Crazy, though. Totally unreal. So one of the things, you know, is to be aware of whose energy you're taking on. I can't recommend sea salt baths enough. Cord cutting, which we are going to do a great big one today. We're going to disconnect some cords and then reattach some positive ones because we need to be able to function. You need to have that clarity. And we need some pure positive energy in our lives. So we can tell the difference. We are conditioned to believe certain things that may or may not be true. But we're conditioned. And it takes courage to not believe. It takes courage to question. It takes courage to say, no, that does not work for me. It takes courage to say, no. It takes courage also to realize your own patterns. So I help. I like to be busy. I was at an event on the weekend, and I purposely was not part of it in a big way, as I have in the past, because I had other commitments I needed to give energy to. And one of them was helping my children survive this school year because it's been tumultuous. And so when it came time for the event, I offered my help a few days before, and they're like, no, I think we got this. And I'm like, yay, awesome. I was helping a little bit on the day. And then at one point, I stopped, and I realized that in offering to help and trying to, you know, be helpful, make things go smoother, I looked around, and I was the only one doing this task. And this task wasn't even really something that had to be done because it could only be done partially because of the way someone else handled pieces of it. And I looked around and I went, wow, look at what I'm doing again. I'm falling into my pattern of picking up the pieces when other people trot merrily away and do something else more fun, picking up the sludge work. So I went, huh, how can I deal with this so that I no longer do this? So I made a choice to have fun and simply stop. And I couldn't quite do it the whole way. I know, baby steps, right? So I helped a little in a certain way or two until that part was over, and then I stopped. That was hard, I have to tell you, because I could see things that were happening, I could read the energies of what was to come, but if I step in and help, which I'm good at, I don't know that it would be appreciated. Because let's be realistic, sometimes helping, you're saying the other people can't actually complete the tasks. And they can. They might not complete it in the way you did. It might get messy. They might make some errors and mistakes and not handle it gracefully. But that's part of their learning. If we're constantly propping them up and making them look better than what they are, we are taking away from their experience. We are violating them. Because, I mean, the dust settled, it's fine. There was glitches. They have to deal with it. Whether they dealt it with it gracefully or not gracefully is none of my business. We're all here to learn. And maybe it's the shadow side of me that can't help but help when I see help is needed. And maybe it's, you know, my need to feel useful, my need to get positive results, my need to take care of everybody and everything. Every time I get a reading, I get told that I'm the, you know, the nurturer and the mother energy, and I take care of everybody and everything. It's something that I have to be aware of because I do, and it's not always healthy for me. So I took this last year to do things differently in my life. As some of you probably know, I haven't written blogs for a long time. I used to write about my experiences to help other people. And I realized I needed to take a break. I need to take a step back for a year or longer. We'll see how it goes. Because I found myself wondering if I was creating situations so I'd have something to write about. Was I attracting tumultuous situations so I could teach other people? Makes you go, doesn't it? If you're known as a problem solver, do you attract more people with problems so you can solve them that may be healthy for you? I am still conducting that experiment. I will say early results. I was able to see my life in different ways. I was able to acknowledge a few more of the shadows that I probably wouldn't have been able to acknowledge before. So that was helpful. I was able to simplify and give my energy to other places. Actually, a bonus came that somebody really needed me during this time that I might not have as much time for or be able to focus on as well if I wouldn't have taken this step back this last year. I mean, because a year ago, some crazy things happened that were just such BS. And even before that, and I've let people go that I have no choice for my own benefit. It's interesting, though. It's interesting the patterns we have. It's interesting where we get ourselves. We're pretty cool. We're pretty complex. Over the last few days, I've been exposed, we'll call it, to information about some certain practices that I've been questioning over the last year also. And I can't believe what I'm finding out. I'm still doing the research, so I can't share it all. But my point to you is, if you want to know about something, give it some energy in a clear, concise way, and you will get the answers. You may not like them. Sorry, it's how it goes. But you will get them. We're in time right now where the energy is just yours for the asking. You want answers? Ask the questions. Pretty crazy. Pretty crazy. And the validations? Wow. Wow. People just can't hide behind false fronts anymore. It's all coming out. So be who you are. Okay, so I just want to check the time, Kate, so let's get into our cord cutting. This is probably going to be a little intense, so I want you to stand up, wiggle, dance, shake, have a drink of water if you need it. I'll chat for a minute. If you need to go to the washroom, it's fine. Do what you need to do so that you can be fully present for this part. I know when we cut cords, we can feel unbalanced for a bit because there's an energy that's no longer there. Makes sense, right? Because you're letting go and releasing. I have to tell you, there's this bird that I get to hear every day outside my bedroom window is where I usually hear this bird. And it can't be any more amazing. I don't know. Every time I hear this bird's song, I smile. It's just that uplifting. And lucky for me, I do live in the country. I live on a ranch, tons of trees. Grass is gorgeous. My cows are super happy right now. Oh, my goodness. Oh, my longhorn, my diva Annabelle. I think she's going to have a baby soon. She's looking like it. Unfortunately, she's older than, you know, dirt. Annabelle's no longer young, and so sometimes she doesn't have enough milk, and we end up bottle feeding. But it's Annabelle's baby, so it's worth it. I know. Enjoy the simple things life offers you. Relish them. Give gratitude to them, because we don't know what tomorrow brings. So much craziness is happening. Find some peace where you can. Yeah. And people that annoy you or you don't like, watch karma happening. people that have done things to you or if you've done things to people, there's going to be karma all over the place. I don't know exactly what that means. Maybe we are shifting into a new era quicker, or I don't know. But, man, if you want to watch karma in action, just pay attention. Crazy. All right, here we go. As you become aware of your breathing, just notice it for a few moments. Take those moments to appreciate your breath. Then let's take three big deep breaths as deeply as you can. As you begin to release and let go, these are the breaths that signal it's time to go within. Time to go within. As your own normal, natural breathing begins to occur, allow the sense of imagining a gentle, warm, balmy breeze as it wafts around your body, around your head, neck, and shoulders. And as with every breath, as the breeze continues to move gently around your body, so do you gently and easily begin to release and let go, becoming more and more comfortable with every breath. Across the upper back, circling around through the chest, a warm and nurturing feeling as the breeze continues to comfort you, down both arms, hands, and fingers. As you release and let go, just letting go now. And with every breath you take, you may begin to wonder, are you breathing the breeze, or is the breeze breathing you? With every breath, the breeze continues circling around through the mid-back and around through your solar plexus. Every breath taking you deeper and deeper. The gentle sensations of the warm, balmy breeze as it continues around through the lower back and circling around through your abs. Release and letting go, becoming more and more comfortable with every breath. The breeze continues moving around your body, around your thighs, knees, your calves, ankles. And around through your feet. Now and with every breath. Becoming completely and thoroughly comfortable and calm and at ease. So that now five, four, three, two, one, zero, deeply, deeply relaxed. Deeply, deeply relaxed. And the door of your imagination is comfortably open. And as you open it, even wider now, all of your senses heighten. You begin to be aware of your energy. Notice tugs and pulls here and there, all around in the mind space. That area of you from the skin outward, 6 inches of space and beyond. Visualize and imagine it. Feel it. Sense the cords of energy that are plugged into your energy that are draining or uncomfortable. Those tugs and pulls that you noticed. Drop those cords. Imagine that you cut them. Pull them out. Disconnect. And to continue, you become aware of your energy cords that come from you that are plugged into others, or plugged into places or situations that are draining or uncomfortable. Drop those cords, release them, imagine cutting them. Pulling them out, disconnect from any person, anywhere, or anything. Now, completely disconnected, just simply be. Then open to visualize and imagine somewhere, somehow, from out there it comes to you. You have called for it and it comes. The pure, positive energy light. And it comes as a helper today for cleansing and clearing and to continue the disconnect process and then reconnect by your choice. So to imagine that this pure, positive energy light comes down around your head, neck, and shoulders. And as it comes through, it is cleansing and clearing your energy, almost like it is combining and combing the through your energy and removing any remaining tangles or tugs and pulls, removing any remaining discomfort. The pure positive energy light continues flowing down your arms, hands, and fingers, cleansing and clearing as it goes. And each breath continually takes you deeper and deeper. Relax now. Down your spine, the pure positive energy light cleanses and clears, and circulating through the center of you. Upper back, mid back, lower back. And around and down through the chest, solar plexus, and your belly. All the while, it is cleansing and clearing your energy. As you continue going deeper and deeper now, the pure positive energy continues its mission to cleanse and clear. And you are graced with its energy down around both hips, into thighs, knees to calves, and finally around the ankles, heels, feet, and out through your toes. The pure positive energy light is doing its good work for which it's meant to do, and it now becomes like a shower of light all around and all through. Showering down upon you, the pure, positive energy light showers you. Not only does it go into the very cellular structure of you, through those cells into every muscle, tissue, fiber, organ, bone in your body, but also from deep within now, it turns and move from within into the mind space, from the skin outward 6 inches of space and more, cleansing and clearing and combing through your energy, making it buoyant, vibrant, and alive. And now, a new kind of beingness, a lighter sense of being is yours, feeling totally alive and vibrant, and taking a few moments to reflect. Remember what really feels good. Then, when you are ready, choose to send out your cords of energy to the people, places, and situation that you love and want to plug into. Reconnect to what is good positive and true for you. Then choose to bring in the cords of energy from people, places, and situations that you love and want to have plugged into you. Allowing reconnecting from the outside to you. And once again, all is well. Your positive energy light commingles now with your energy. And you are in your lighter sense of being. Anytime you can disconnect and reconnect in a way that is just right for you. And bring yourself into the pure, positive, energy light alignment. As we get ready to come up and out. Zero. To reinforce all the positives from your energy renewal. And now. One. Two. Three. Four. Eyes open, wide awake, say your name out loud. Eyes open, wide awake, say your name out loud. Nice breath in. While we were doing that, there was at one point that the energy got pretty heavy. So I just upped the frequency of the pure, positive energy light. Means that there's quite a few of you that have cords that you have not cut for a very long time. So I suggest now give yourself some self-care, be a little bit gentle, eat good foods. Cord cutting as intensely as this one was that we just did can completely shift and transform your energy. You may have been holding on to things you didn't even realize that you were. And so you'll just continue and something will be brought to your attention and you won't have the same reaction. And then you can smile and say, cool, that cord cutting was fabulous. I'm really glad that I finally got to let that go and release that energy. When we're in situations, it's more challenging to see it clearly. But then when you can let go and take a step back, give it some space, then clarity happens. Pretty cool, huh? Well, I want to thank you all for listening, and I hope you have a fantastic rest of your day. I intend to continue releasing some energies as it bubbles up today. It feels like that kind of a day. And I'm going to send you all a hug. Thanks for listening. Bye-bye.
You have been listening to Psychic Cowgirl Radio with Shannon Lackman. Practical, insightful conversations to empower you on your personal journey. To connect with Shannon directly, visit psychiccowgirl.com. That's psychiccowgirl.com. For years, tuition in Alberta grew more and more expensive, putting accessibility at risk. But now, after 4 years of freezes, tuition costs are stable and education is affordable. Making tuition more affordable means more Albertans have access to post-secondary education, and that means more Albertans are set for success in a diverse and growing economy. It's looking up. To find out how you can take advantage of affordable tuition, visit alberta.ca/up. A message from the Government of Alberta.